Santa Clara 60, San Diego 58 here at Orleans Arena. San Diego, though, a chance to tie. Connors, first free throw, left short. So Santa Clara will lead after this second free throw. Bronco faithful into it. The Bronco band on the bench at the near end of the floor. Connors on the other side trying to make it a one-point game. Free throw is up, rattles home. Dominique Connors now with a game-high 18. Santa Clara's lead cut to one. Immediately, San Diego goes in the trap. Anderson, shovel pass ahead. Shoji collects. Shoji with a three-on-two. Out to the right side. Goldenberger drives. Back out for Shoji. No, Anderson instead. Fumbled with it. Got it back in the lane. Anderson outside for Armstrong, and Santa Clara will settle it down. They give to Shoji. Right side for Anderson. Talisha Anderson, lob pass. Gibson collects. Goes up. Lane is good. Lena Gibson's got 18 points to go with 10 boards, and the lead's back to three. 3 minutes left. Connors on the right side, drives baseline, cut off by Anderson. Connors just looking for enough space to hoist another jumper. She'll dribble into the lane. Righty lay-in, good. Connors doing it all on her own. She's got 20. Shoji back the other way, trying to get by Woodrow. Does in the lane, pass for Gibson, drives up, right-hand lay-in, good, and one! And one for Lena Gibson. She's got 20. The redshirt junior, who had to leave about 5 minutes into the half after getting poked in the eye, has come back with a vengeance. 20 points, 10 boards, tied for the game high in scoring, the game leader in rebounding, and another big has to leave the game for San Diego. Mia Mason had 5 fouls. Now Weisenberg called for the personal. That's her 5th. And Lena Gibson to the line with an and-one opportunity. Chance to make it a 2-possession game. Gibson, a 64% free throw shooter. 4 of 7 today. Puts up the freebie, knocks it down. She's 5 of 8. Broncos lead by 4. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left. Left side, it's Woodrow with the ball for the Toreros. Pass up top for Henderson. Less than 2.5 to play. Henderson will drive to the elbow. Picks it up, pass for Child. Child into the lane. Right-hand lay-in, good. Toreros getting to the basket a little too easily, but Santa Clara continues to score. 65-63. Broncos lead by 2. 2:08 to go. They feed Gibson over to Goldenberger. Back out to Shoji. Shoji between the circles, right side for Armstrong. Gibson calling for it. They bounce it to her. Double team comes. She goes up anyway. Shot no good. Rebound is a tie-up. Jump ball, and the arrow favors San Diego. Good hustle there by Henderson and Gibson. Arrow helping San Diego this time, and the Toreros got the stop they needed. Can the Broncos answer on their defensive end? Gibson, a game-high 21 points and a game-high 10 boards, her 34th career double-double, 15th of this 2010 season. They wipe up some of the sweat from the floor. A minute 57 left. Connors, ball in hand. She's the top scorer for San Diego, an all-conference selection herself. Dribbles right side to the free throw line. Crosses over. Bumps off Anderson. Lost control. Out to Hatch. Now Woodrow gets it for 3. Left short. Rebounded by Anderson. She's fallen on by Connors. And there's going to be a foul. Anderson, though, hit her forehead right on the hardwood. Starts to get up. She'll have 2 free throws. And Anderson, the freshman, able to get back to the floor. Shoji patting her on the head. And Anderson leans back saying, "Don't do that. I just got hit there." Anderson going to run over to the bench. The training staff's going to take a quick look. She got hit right in the head. They're going to wipe off her face. Someone threw a towel at her. And it looks like her contact might have come out. So they're going to give her 20 seconds to try and get that situation rectified. Anderson today is 2 of 2 at the line, has 6 points. If she can hit 2 more free throws, that would tie her career high of 8 points. And it seems problem is solved. Anderson to the line for 2. Connors gets the personal. That is her 2nd, and it is double bonus. So Anderson with 2 free throws. Connors asking for an explanation from the official, and the explanation is you fell on her. That It's not something intentional. It just happened. Anderson misses the first free throw short. So one more to make it a three-point game. Bends her knees. The freshman lets it fly. This time it's perfect. And a timeout taken by Santa Clara here. Anderson with seven. Broncos lead by three, 66-63, with 99 seconds left in the game. 1 minute, 39 left. Here's the recap. Both teams in the bonus. Santa Clara double bonus, obviously. San Diego will shoot 1-1 on any non-shooting foul that's not an offensive one against the Broncos. The possession arrow favors SCU, and it's San Diego ball right now. A minute 39 left. Santa Clara led by Lena Gibson with 21 and 10. Goldenberger has 10 points for the Broncos, and the supporting cast really has come through today for SCU. Not just for a couple minutes, for the last 20 minutes. The Broncos have been kept alive by the supporters of Shoji and Gibson. Out of the timeout, Child bounces it over to Connors on the logo. She'll go to work, dribbles left side, into the lane, hangs in the air, 10-footer, no good on the bank shot. Rebound, Gibson has it with Hatch. It'll be a jump ball, and the arrow does favor the Broncos. Hatch, it looked like, had the original control of the ball, but Gibson stuck with it and tied it up. Now San Diego wants a timeout, and the Santa Clara bench runs out to greet the five on the floor. Everyone in Bronco Red is pumped about this one. They lead it by three. Last year, SCU blew out St. Mary's in round one. That one was done about 10 minutes in when you go back and think about it, although at the time, Santa Clara was a team that occasionally had leads only to lose them in not-so-dramatic fashion. They won that one 82-55 in round one of the tournament before falling to LMU by 11 in round two. Today, it's been a whole lot closer, but Santa Clara is in the lead with a minute 22 left. Bucky the Bronco just did a lap around the Orleans Arena, flag in hand. SCU will try and break the press. Anderson bounce pass to Shoji, and she'll move it up the floor. Shoji crossed the timeline, a minute 17 left. They go to the sideline for Armstrong. Back out to Shoji. She'll slow it down. She's one-on-one with Hatch right now. Broncos can take this one under a minute. Armstrong had it tipped away, gives it back to Anderson. Shot clock down to 12. Anderson with the ball, one-on-one with Sam Child, calling for a high screen. Gets it from Goldenberger. Back the other way off Gibson. Runs into a double team. Falling to the floor. Keeps her balance. Pass to Gibson. She lost it. Over to Goldenberger. No, she has to hoist from the elbow off the tin. No good. Rebound Armstrong. Tied up underneath. Jump ball. Arrow's going to favor San Diego this time. 48.2 seconds left, and San Diego gets the ball. Now the question is, do they go for a three-pointer, or do they try and go two for one, score in the next 10 seconds, and ensure themselves of getting the ball back? Henderson inbounds to Connors, and away we go. 45 seconds left. 42 as Connors walks across the timeline. 22 on the shot clock, about an 18-second differential. Connors to the elbow, turned away by Anderson. Right side, gives it off to Sam Child. Pull up from the free throw line is good. Timeout, San Diego. Sam Child, a big bucket there, makes it a one-point game. Child with 8 points, 4 of 10 shooting. Broncos lead 66-65, and they'll have the ball. The arrow favors them on any tie-ups, and they're in the double bonus if there's a foul committed. All game long, Santa Clara has tried to get the ball at least to Lena Gibson, and she has had an outstanding effort, 21 points and 10 rebounds. You also have Alyssa Shoji, who was shut down the entire first half pretty much and hasn't had much offensive action in the second either. But she's one of the best free throw shooters in the conference and certainly someone to watch. And also Talisha Anderson's just had an outstanding game for SCU. Shoji, Armstrong, Anderson, Goldenberger, and Gibson, the five on the floor. San Diego into the press. Santa Clara gets it to Anderson. Anderson trapped, passes it off, and a timeout was taken by the Broncos before the pass was on its way to Armstrong. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. a 1.2-second game clock, shot clock differential. San Diego looks like they're going to press as long as they can. Santa Clara really doesn't have to take a shot. If they commit a shot clock violation down by the baseline, you're rolling the dice a little bit, but San Diego would have 1.2 seconds to go the length of the floor and score. So at some point, San Diego is most likely going to have to foul. 1 point lead for the Broncos. They'll inbound on the baseline. Shoji will quarterback the play. She cannot run the baseline anymore. They hand it in. Thrown into Gibson. Gibson lost it. Hatch with the steal. Shot clock is off. The Toreros can hold for one. Will it be heartbreak again for the Broncos? Connors a drive. Pull up from the elbow. Good. And a timeout is taken by San Diego. Dominique Connors with 22 points. And SCU has 13.1 seconds left to play for their season. A critical error by Lena Gibson. Just had the ball slip through her hands on the press break. But Santa Clara still with time and just the 1 point deficit to make up. Perhaps fitting it comes down to this. Santa Clara all year long has had game after game where they're within five, within 10, need a stop to win a game, need a score to win a game, and they just have never done it. Could this, the final game of the year, be the one they finally figure it out? 13.1 seconds left. It's a full timeout now being taken by Santa Clara. Lena Gibson obviously is option number one for SCU. Alyssa Shoji, another player to look for. Shoji, an honorable mention all-conference player as well as an all-academic team member. 13.1 seconds left. She'll be inbounding the ball. Anderson, Armstrong, Gibson and Goldenberger, the other four on the floor. Bronco bench hand in hand, hoping that they can come out with the bucket they need to win it. Shoji inbounds to Gibson. This time she latches on. Pass to Goldenberger, nearly slipped away from her. Back to Anderson. They cross the timeline. Anderson into the lane. Spin move over to Goldenberger. The senior fires. Hits with 3.3 to go. They inbound to Connors right away. 1 second. She'll let it fly from half court. No good. Broncos win. Holy cow. 68-67. Goldenberger fumbled the ball at the free throw line. Got it back and hits the shot of her SCU career. 68 for SCU. 67 for San Diego. Broncos win it.